Hey, Cece, how about a refill?
Don't you think you've had enough, Dougie?
Oh, what are you talking about? This ain't a bar.
Yeah, but you start to yell when you've had too much caffeine.
What are you talking about, Jens?
Maybe you've had enough.
Oh, maybe I've had enough. Enough, yes.
Hey, what's wrong there, Cece?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, what's wrong there, Cece?
Oh, Dougie, take her down a notch.
Oh, all right. What's wrong there, Cece?
Nothing. Here's your refill, guys.
Oh, thanks, Cece. What do you got planned for Christmas?
I don't know. I guess I'll go play in the snow or something.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I remember this one time I made a huge snow fort for Christmas. Me and my cousin caught Jens in a crossfire and he had to go to the hospital.
That's terrible.
Oh, we were just kids and Jens went to the hospital a lot in those days.
Hey, it weren't my fault. I was scrawny.
You scrawny? You must weigh 300 pounds.
Well, I didn't then. Besides, Dougie is just jealous because I got to play hockey and his mommy wouldn't let him. Oh, that's how I got half those injuries.
Oh, I got more injuries sledding at Rainier Hill than you ever did at hockey.
Ice, snow, injuries. It's a miracle anyone lives through childhood in this town.
Oh, it was nothing to worry about. Just a scrape here, bruise there.
It is something to worry about. It's not safe living here all winter. It is not safe.
Well, what do you mean, Cece? We grew up here and we come out okay.
Well, you sound like you grew up in a barn.
Well, what's wrong with her?
You mean you two don't know?
What?
You spend all your time in this coffee shop and you can't see what's up with Cece? She's this way every Christmas.
Well, come on, Bill. We ain't mind readers.
You sure aren't. Look, it's Christmas Eve, right? And Cece is from the Philippines, way down south in the Pacific, where it's warm all year, including Christmas.
Oh, what a shame. Christmas is all about snow and Santa and the North Pole and stuff.
Christmas is about being at home with your family. And that poor woman's family is about 10,000 miles away. And I'll bet every time winter comes on, she thinks about that.
You mean Cece don't have any family closer than the Philippines?
You spend hours in here every day. Haven't you ever asked her about her family?
Well, we didn't want to pry.
Yeah, right. You know, boys, you spend so much time in here, you might be the closest thing to family Cece has in this town. I'd remember that if I were you.
Wow.
Oh, don't listen to old Bill. He's always trying to make me feel guilty about something.
He is?
Oh, sure. One time when I ran into his car in an accident... He tried to guilt me into giving him the name of my insurance company. Oh, can you believe that?
Oh, well, I don't know. He seems like a pretty smart guy.
Totally wasn't my fault. They shouldn't put the fries in the bottom of the bag where you can't reach them.
But Jens, think about this. What if she really doesn't have any family in town?
Well, I think she... Doesn't she have a sister?
No, that one was here last summer, just came for a visit.
Well, then, don't worry so much. She's fine.
But look at this sign. She's keeping the Busy Bee Cafe open on Christmas.
Oh, sure she is. I'll probably come down for lunch about noon. The wife said we ain't having the turkey till 3 this year.
Oh, nobody's open on Christmas, Jens. Nobody that has a place to go.
Oh, well, what do you want me to do about it?
Oh, I got it!
Oh, no. You have an idea, don't you?
Oh, it's a beaut, too.
Oh, Dougie, whenever you have an idea, we always end up talking to a judge.
No, this is good.
Oh, I don't like judges, Dougie.
Oh, this is the best idea I've ever had.
They sure don't like me.
Quiet a second. Remember what Bill said about us being Cece's only family in town?
Oh, you're gonna suggest we pay off our tabs, aren't you?
No, that'd be crazy. But we're gonna do something better.
What?
We're gonna get her a Christmas present.
Well, I suppose that would be nice. Oh, my wife's sister makes these really nice pot holders.
No.
Oh, wait till you see them. She takes pictures from magazines, irons them on these pre-made pot holders she buys from some catalog. Oh, she's got one with baby Jesus and one with Santa. And even Brett Favre and Barack Obama? Oh, and they're only 98 cents.
No, that ain't it. Oh, we just can't get her any old Christmas present. We have to get her the perfect Christmas gift.
Why?
Oh, don't argue. Come on.
Oh, but it's snowing out.
This is the icebox, Jens. If it's snowing, that means it's warming up.
Oof.
What great idea does Dougie have in mind? Tune in tomorrow at this time to find out on Jens and Dougie in Christmas on Main Street. Jens and Dougie, two of the funniest characters in Icebox, Minnesota, have decided to get their local coffee maven, Cece, the perfect Christmas gift. Out on a snowy Christmas Eve, Jens and Dougie come to the first store along Icebox's brightly lit main street.
Come on, Jens.
Oh, calm down. I'm right behind you. What are we doing here?
First stop on Main Street is the Icebox Tone Town.
I can see what it is. It's the old music shop. Oh. Boy, I haven't been in here since I had to buy reeds for junior high band.
Oh, I didn't know you played in the band.
Oh, third chair alto sax for 5 straight years. Oh, boy, I hated that band teacher. Oh, what was her name? Mrs. Crochet. That was it. Wonder whatever happened to that old bat.
She retired and bought the music store.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, no.
Hello, Arthur. It's nice to see you again.
Arthur?
you remember me, Mrs. Crochet?
Of course.
Oh, but that was 30 years ago. Well, changed a bit.
Well, the faces slip my mind, Arthur, but I never forget an embouchure.
Oh, were you a fancier dresser then, Jens?
Quiet! It's good to see you again, Mrs. Crochet.
It's good to see you. I assumed you'd given up the saxophone since you haven't been in for reeds in 30 years.
Oh, I ain't given it up.
You haven't?
You haven't?
No, it still plays a very important part in my life.
Yeah, his wife planted daisies in it 3 summers ago.
Quiet!
Ow! Hey, quit elbowing me.
Just be quiet.
You just made me.
Boys?
Yes, ma'am.
That's better. What can I do for you, Arthur?
Ask him. He started it.
Well, we're looking for a present.
I see. Does the party in question play an instrument?
Oh, I don't know about that, but she can sure make one of them espresso machines sing.
I don't understand.
Mrs. Crochet, we're just looking for a nice gift for Cece down at the Busy Bee. Dougie here figures she's a lonely for home at Christmas and wanted to cheer her up.
Oh, I see. Well, that's very thoughtful, Dougie.
Oh, thank you, ma'am.
But I'm afraid that without knowing Cece well, I cannot recommend a suitable gift for her. Unless...
Oh, do you think of something?
Perhaps. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you gave the gift of song?
The gift of what now?
Well, everyone appreciates music. You should regale your friend with carols. Arthur could play alto saxophone, and you young men could sing.
Sing?
That's a nice idea, Mrs. Crochet. My sax really is pushing up daisies.
Well, no matter. We have several fine instruments for sale or rent right here.
Oh, now you see what you got us into.
Oh, what do you mean? This is going to be great.
Oh, yeah? Oh, why don't you give us a song, Dougie?
Oh, okay. How about Jingle Bells?
Oh, sounds great.
Okay. Jingle bells, jingle bells,
stop.
Jingle
all
the way.
Stop!
Oh, what?
Please, in the name of John Philip Sousa, desist. Arthur, I begin to see your point about the validity of my suggested gift.
Yes, ma'am.
Perhaps there is another possibility.
What does Mrs. Crochet have in mind? Tune in tomorrow at this time to find out on Jens and Dougie in Christmas on Main Street. It's Jens and Dougie's Christmas on Main Street. In this episode, we find Jens and Dougie in the local music shop, where the shop owner and Jens's former music teacher has just thought of a good gift idea for Cece, the woman the boys are shopping for.
Arthur, I think I've thought of an excellent gift. Ayla! Oh, Ayla!
You called me Mrs. Crochet?
Hey, it's Ayla McIntosh.
Oh, you working here now, Ayla?
Oh, just part-time. What's happening, fellas?
Ayla, Arthur and his friend here have need of a song. I believe a Christmas song, correct, gentlemen?
Oh, that's the idea.
It's to be a gift for a friend. I thought perhaps you might be able to help them.
Well, I don't know. I guess I might be able to come up with something. Who's the friend?
It's Cece down at the Busy Bee.
Oh, sure, I know Cece. I think I know just the one.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, our troubles will be miles away. Here we are as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who are dear to us, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now. Together, if the fates allow, hang a shining star upon the highest bough, and have yourself a merry little Christmas now.
That was lovely, Ayla.
Thanks, Mrs. Crochet.
Oh, sure was, Ayla. Thanks.
Hey, Jens.
What is it, Dougie?
Oh, I just thought of something. How are we going to wrap up a song?
Oh, well, I suppose we could wrap up Ayla.
Oh, no. I promised myself I'd never take a job where I got gift wrapped.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, maybe we should just keep shopping. Oh,
maybe you're right. Oh, thanks there, Ayla. We'll see you later.
Oh, and Merry Christmas.
Well, that was a bust. Oh, nice song, though.
Oh, sure was. But there's still more stores, Jens.
Oh, there better be. Oh, Christmas is getting closer and closer.
What's next for Jens and Dougie? Find out tomorrow at this time on Jens and Dougie in Christmas on Main Street. Jens and Dougie have been searching for the perfect Christmas gift for their best friend, coffee shop owner Cece, who's feeling a little homesick this Christmas. Yesterday's stop was the local music store. Where will Jens and Dougie stop next?
Can't believe you talked me into this.
Oh, come on. We'll get out of the storm and you'll feel better.
Oh, no, what are we doing in here?
Oh, wow. I haven't been in this shop in years.
Oh, it's the toy store, Dougie.
I used to spend hours in here when I was a kid. Look, they got the Tower of Rubber Ducks. and Robot Town! And the Teddy Bear House of Representatives! Hey, it doesn't make any noise, see?
Yeah, I get it, yeah. Teddy Bear what?
House of Representatives. Old Mr. Wilson, the store owner, used to make sure that there were bear for every member of Congress. And when he got one sold, he'd hold a special election to replace him.
Oh, wasn't that the guy? He was arrested for...
Racketeering, yeah, but he said the bears led him down the wrong path.
Well, I suppose CC would like one of those here bears. How about this big group over there in the corner having a tea party?
Nah, that would break up a set. Besides, I don't think she's the stuffed bear type.
Okay, well, how about a board game? Oh, look, they got Parcheesi, Monopoly, Snakes and Ladders.
Oh, I hate that game.
Sorry.
Oh, it's all right. I just never liked the idea of snakes on a board game.
What?
Oh, you apologized to me for hating that game, so I was explaining why I did.
Oh, no, I wasn't apologizing. I was saying the name of a game.
Snakes and Ladders.
Sorry.
I said Snakes and Ladders.
Sorry.
Is your hearing going bad, Jens?
I said sorry.
You don't need to apologize for it. Everyone loses their hearing at your age.
No, I'm saying the name of the game. It's Sorry.
I agree. I was really glad when it came out with the newer version called Chutes and Ladders. It was a whole lot better.
Oh, Dougie, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Sorry?
No. Oh, on second thought, I don't think CC would like that.
She won't like what?
She won't like Sorry.
Oh, I don't know. I've apologized to her a lot, and she's always seemed to appreciate that.
Never mind. What else they got?
Well, they got Scrabble, one of them checkers and chess combo sets. Hey, look at this!
What is that thing?
It's the new Box Station X Wii Edition. Oh, I didn't think these things were even out yet.
Oh, I really don't think CC would like that.
All right, they got Morton Anderson football with the Freddy Krueger graphics engine. The injuries are now 23% more realistic, you know?
Oh, we gotta get moving, Dougie.
Here, take the other controller. It'll be fun.
I never know how to use these things.
That's why it's gonna be fun. Come on!
Oh, Dougie.
Oh, now you kick off. You just hold down the A, B, and wiggle your joystick to the right.
To what now?
That thing on the controller?
Oh, like this.
No! You just kicked it out of bounds. 5-yard penalty.
Okay. Like this.
Right, I said right. Oh, when you hold down the A, B, and go left, you vote no on the collective bargaining agreement. See how your team's walking off the field now?
Oh.
Oh, now they're coming back with a bunch of picket signs.
So you win. Oh, good game, Dougie.
Oh, let's play another game.
We don't got time. We gotta get moving.
Look at this one. It's Attack of the Zombie Astronauts from the planet Swine Flu.
Oh, I really don't think CC would like one.
Wow, look at the box. It's rated N for nobody. Here, take that controller.
Oh, all right. What do I do?
Well, first thing you gotta do is get some ammo. You gotta do that by shooting that box.
You shoot something to get ammo?
You pretty much shoot everything in this game. Next, we need food. Shoot that turkey lion on the ground.
Why is there a turkey lion on the ground?
Well, you need to eat for strength, so shoot it.
You want me to shoot it or eat it?
Well, you eat it by shooting it, see? There. Oh, look, a pretty girl wants to join her zombie hunting team. Shoot her to tell her she can.
I'm not shooting her. She only looks to be about 13.
Oh, I know. That's what makes her so dangerous. Oh, no. Here comes the zombies.
Oh, should I shoot them?
No, save your ammo. We got to use the chainsaw.
I really don't think CC is going to like this game, Dougie.
Pew, pew. Got you living dead fiend from another world. Come on, Jens.
Oh, we
got
to find her a present.
Oh, no, this is fun.
Oh, Dougie, this was all your idea.
Just a few more minutes.
Oh, I knew it was going to be like this. You're all raring to go until something like that game comes along. Oh, then it's up to Jens. Fine.
Oh, wait, Jens. Jens! Don't go away! Wait, Jens! Please, wait!
Uh-oh, the boys are having a fight. Will they get it together in time to find CC the perfect Christmas gift? Tune in tomorrow for the exciting conclusion to Jens and Dougie in Christmas on Main Street. Jens and Dougie are searching for the perfect Christmas gift for their best friend, coffee shop owner Cece, who's feeling a little homesick this Christmas. But after the last episode, the boys had a fight, and we find them now back on the street, snow falling all around.
Jens! Jens! Wait up! Jens!
They ain't talking to you.
Oh, wait up a second.
Just don't talk to me.
Oh, Jens. Jens, what would you run off for?
Oh, like you don't know. You're always coming up with these crazy ideas, leaving me holding the bag.
Oh, getting Cece a Christmas present is not a crazy idea, Jens.
Oh, it is when you go to work on it. Oh, face it, Dougie. We don't got no idea what Cece would like for Christmas. She's just a gal that pours our coffee every day.
No, she isn't. She's our friend.
Well, if you're such a great friend, how come you got no idea what she'd like? We've been up and down the street. We got no better idea what to get her now than when we started.
Well, what was that?
Well, we're all the way down at the end of the street. There's the church, of course.
Wow. Yeah, I didn't think we came this far. Must be the candlelight service, huh?
Yeah, sure, about that time.
I wouldn't mind getting out of the cold yet.
Yeah, well, all right.
Shepherds living out in fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were sore afraid. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news and tidings of great joy. For today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah of the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. Peace on earth and goodwill toward men."
Jens?
Yeah, Dougie?
I got another idea.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, come on. We got one more stop. And then we went to the toy shop.
Video game shop, more like it.
And then I thought for sure we weren't going to find anything. But then, well, we got a little inspiration. And we finally got an idea. Merry Christmas, Cece.
This... Boys. This is a plane ticket.
Oh, you bet. You won't be home for Christmas, of course.
Oh, it being Christmas Eve and all.
Hey, but we figure, you know, hey, New Year's.
Oh, boys. Thank you so much.
She's crying.
I know.
Is that because the present that we gave her?
Oh, it's fine, Dougie. She's happy.
Oh, it's hard to tell sometimes.
I know. Oh, happy New Year, Cece.
Happy New Year, boys.
Oh, how was your trip?
Oh, it was wonderful. We all got together. I saw cousins I haven't seen in years.
Oh, I bet they were surprised to see you.
Oh, you just can't imagine.
That's cool.
Oh, it was wonderful to see them. My mama looked so good and my papa was so surprised.
Jens and Dougie's Christmas on Main Street starred Harley Droba as Dougie, Tom Bement as Jens, Victoria Olson as Cece and Mrs. Crochet, and featured the singing talents of Ayla McIntosh. And introducing in our production, Ellie Nelson as the Bible reader. Jens and Dougie's Christmas on Main Street was written and directed by Jeffrey Adams. Sound effects by Dave Irwin. This program copyright 2010 by the Icebox Radio Theater. All rights reserved. For more information, visit their website, iceboxradio.org. It can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created, and for over three decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive.